This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Coast Guard is shifting its operations off the Port of Baltimore from rescue to recovery. Six workers are missing there after a 95,000-ton container ship lost power and crashed into a major bridge, causing the span to collapse. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN that multiple investigations are underway.
We're going to be working closely with the National Transportation Safety Board as they lead their independent investigation, and with the Coast Guard as they continue operations in the water. I've also spoken with Secretary Mayorkas, who's working to ensure that all DHS assets are integrated. So in many ways, our work is just beginning.
The tragedy has also disrupted shipping traffic. Carnival Cruises has directed one of its vessels to return passengers to Norfolk, Virginia, instead of Baltimore. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard oral arguments in a case that threatens the use of telemedicine for abortion care. From member station WESA in Pittsburgh, Sarah Bowden reports that the case has implications for access to abortion in places where it's still legal.
At issue is the medication mifepristone, which clinicians prescribe to end pregnancies. Abortion rights foes want to restrict use of the drug in several ways, including an end to using telemedicine and a return to the pre-COVID-19 policy that mandates in-person dispensing. Dr. Sarah Horvath of Penn State's College of Medicine says that will limit abortion access for marginalized patients.
Folks who don't have the time to take off work, who don't have the gas money to travel, are going to feel the consequences more than people who have better access, who have more resources.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling this summer. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bowden in Pittsburgh.
A New York judge has issued a new gag order on former President Trump. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, this order specifically bars Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, or jurors in his criminal trial.
The gag order also prevents Trump from directing others to make public statements about potential jurors, court staff, or family members of staff. This decision was made in response to a request for an order by District Attorney Alvin Bragg's legal team to limit extrajudicial statements made specifically by Trump for the duration of the trial. The decision comes a day after a new date was set to begin the criminal trial, which is now expected to kick off with jury selection on April 15th. Trump has previously been issued fines in civil trials in New York for making public statements about legal staff and their political affiliations that violated other gag orders. This would be the first criminal trial featuring a former or sitting U.S. president. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. The FBI and police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are investigating allegations of racial harassment of college athletes. The University of Utah women's basketball team says someone in a truck displaying a Confederate flag shouted racial slurs and made intimidating gestures as members walked to dinner last Thursday. The team members say two trucks were waiting when they left dinner and followed them back to their hotel. Utah head coach Lynn Roberts says the team transferred to another hotel in Spokane. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, has won a reprieve in London. The High Court there says he will not be extradited to the U.S., at least not right away. U.S. prosecutors want Assange to stand trial for a major security breach, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
Assange's lawyers had asked the High Court to grant him one last appeal against extradition to the U.S., where he's charged with espionage for publishing leaked documents about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The judges ruled Assange has grounds for an appeal on three of the nine arguments his lawyers made. So they're delaying a ruling, giving the U.S. government 3 weeks to send assurances Assange would get a fair trial. Otherwise, they wrote, an appeal can proceed. It's a partial victory for Assange, who spent 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy, then 5 years in prison, both here in London. He denies wrongdoing and calls himself a publisher, whose prosecution could have implications for other journalists who publish leaked documents. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
U.S. futures are flat in pre-market trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.